She said she wanted to do journalism, and I knew what she meant. I knew she meant she wanted to be in television, and it was okay. And she left school at 18. She hadn't, she wasn't particularly academic, so and she came out at 18, and I gave her one phone number, which I got from my agent, which was for the Saturday morning children's programs for ITV out of Granada. And she rang. Oh no, she rang the BBC, and they said, "No, we haven't got any room because we're using the same crew as last year. Ring Granada because they start at the same time as us." So she rang Granada, and they said, "No, we haven't got any place." And they said, "Oh, hang on, B Sky B are doing a thing, and they're doing Saturday and Sunday. Ring them." So she rang them, and they gave her a job at literally no money.
Yeah.
But she took the job at 18, and we paid her digs in Manchester, and she went up there for a few years, and slowly she started to make money, and that's where she started. And there was a weird thing where she had three friends, and the four girls were really dynamic, and there were three jobs going at Granada after the children's series had finished, and it came up with three jobs, and the other three girls got the jobs, and Zoe didn't. And Zoe was ever so upset, and the boss of Granada Television said, "What are you worried about, Zoe? You're going to be a bloody star." And they could see that she was going to make it.
Yeah,
it's the first thing that Chris Evans said when he saw her. He said, "She's going to be a star." You know.
Yeah, lovely.
So it was lovely, and it's funny, you see, because she hasn't done it through me. It wasn't. She didn't come up to my programs or anything like that. It wasn't right. Like that. She ploughed her own furrow, you know. She was a ladette, as people remember, for a few years. And I didn't know what her life was all about. So she did it on her own. And I'm very proud of her, really very proud of her.
Excellent.